Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr.
This half hour is presented by Visit Pensacola, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Nicole Stacy is here from Visit Pensacola. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day. A little overcast right now, but I actually kind of like it.
Yeah, you know, it kind of makes it not so warm outside.
It's a little steamy.
It's a summer. It's summer in Pensacola.
I know.
Not complaining.
Whenever people ask me like, oh, is it going to rain today? I just look at them. I just give them that, like, you know, like the look, the kid who's wearing his pajamas and his in his school picture look. Do you know which one? The SpongeBob SquarePants pajama kid. I give them that look because we live in Florida, and so it might rain.
But it's supposed to rain a little bit this week and then be nice this weekend.
Yeah.
Which, who doesn't want that? I would rather it rain when I'm at work.
That's true. That's very true. I just like the rain because, one, I don't have to water my flowers, and two, it kind of cools us off for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you just feel like, okay, refreshed.
Hey, I want a beautiful weekend.
A chance to go to the beach and enjoy it and
yes,
get some
please.
Vitamin D.
Or just to get outside. We have so many outdoor, this is my segue, dun dun dun. There's so many outdoor activities and just things to do that, I don't know. I need that to be an opportunity when I'm not at work.
That's true. You don't want to be stuck inside when you're not at work. So, okay, so let's talk about some things that we can do outside, outdoors, even on the warm days, and all the opportunities for people that live here, and also to invite their friends to come visit.
Yeah, and the last time I saw you, we were celebrating something big.
That's true.
And it was very warm.
Just a little, it was, I felt like the sun waited to make its appearance for that day.
And actually, I got to see you bright and early that morning.
Okay, yeah. So the bicentennial was almost, it was 10 days ago. It was what it was.
It feels like an eternity ago.
It really does. I feel like every day is like, what happened yesterday to my life? But it was an amazing celebration. So number one, the sunrise service with the Santa Rosa Creek Tribe.
Yes. It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
And I loved how we were standing there. For those of you that don't know, it was at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. And media, photography, video, that's not allowed. I know there was a little bit of confusion on, like, when is photography allowed? When mm-hmm. is video allowed? It was not allowed at the morning service. And so we get there, and the birds that came when they started the ceremony.
Oh, my goodness.
And apparently that's, like, good fortune and good luck in... They were so excited, and I was just like, what is happening? But it was so, so cool to watch.
It was so, I could see their faces light up. And at first I was like, are they scared? Is the bird, is it going to get
that
us?
Luck? Like, I didn't know what it
I've
was.
I've seen the movie. You know what's going to happen. And then at the end, he was like the pastor kind of.
Yes.
The leader.
The chief.
He was saying, you know what's so special is that the crow flew over us right at the end of like our prayer.
Yes.
And then there were crows like kind of surrounding on the power lines. And the crows like kind of represent like a message from heaven,
yeah.
Like a blessing.
It was beautiful.
And I was like, okay.
And I love that you cannot record it or take pictures because mm-hmm. you can only experience it if you're there. So this was their invitation.
That's
and
right.
We had about 60-ish people there, yeah. Which for a Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
Right.
Like, thanks for coming to hang out with us because it was beautiful. So I'm glad. I'm glad you were there. So thank you for coming to hang
absolutely.
Out with us.
Absolutely. It was definitely something that I will never forget. And I was able to stand next to a very sweet gentleman named Lou, and we talked for a while, and he was just blown away. He was an older gentleman, and he kept saying, like, this is just so amazing that we get to be a part of something
yeah.
like this.
It was beautiful. And then the day carried on with our ceremony, and we had quite a few leaders come out to join us and speak, and there was a lot of speaking opportunities, and we had such a great crowd. And so we had a few proclamations that were given. We had a beautiful speech that was given by a student. We had reenactments all day. It was a free museum day. So if you've not been able to check out Historic Village and all of the museums that are in downtown Pensacola, gosh, that is, we are really blessed to have that available to us just because we live here. But then also when your friends and family come to visit, definitely check that out. You know, the beaches are beautiful. We love going to the beach, but you can only get so much sun. So definitely you want to check out those museums. And that was a free day to do it. So thank you again to the UWF Historic Trust for doing that for us. The whole commission, this was a year and a half in the making. I don't think people really realize that this group, we have been working on this for a while. So it was really great to see everything kind of come to fruition and, and take place.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
I'm serious.
It was a lot of fun.
I want to ask real quick, but while we wrap up on just, and if you were a part of the bicentennial or, you know, the celebration at 10 a.m. where we had so many different leaders come forward. The gentleman's name is now going to blank my brain, where he sang, what was it? America the Beautiful, right? He was, or was it the national anthem? He's saying
yes
in all the different languages. At that point, my children were losing their grip on life. But I was, his vibrato, his voice, and his like commitment to accomplishing that touched my heart.
It was amazing.
And I apologize for blanking on his name, but I will ask the question. Can you share with us some of the things that went into the time capsule? Did you get to see?
I did not see them physically do the time capsule. I was not there for that. But I know that we put things, and I'm pulling up his name right now so that we do not. Dr. Leo Day was the vocalist.
Yes.
He deserves that credit. So Dr. Leo Day,
yes.
Thank you again. You are an incredible vocalist.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we did put things in there. Like Visit Pensacola, we put one of our coins, our little coins that we give out when we have people from the different diplomats come in. So we get international visitors that will come into Pensacola for trips. And so we give them these coins. They're called challenge coins that we've developed. And a lot of different businesses have them. And so we put one of those in there. The radio, Cat Country, your sister station, they put in one of their Cat Country masks because 2020 was what it was.
But what a fun mask.
Right.
Yes.
And Brent Lane assured me it was a brand new mask. It had not been used.
Okay. We'll take that one to the bank. Okay.
We put a newspaper in there to celebrate the day because the PNJ did an insert for the bicentennial celebration. So that got put in there. I know that Collier Merrill put some fun things in there from Great Southern.
Yeah.
In hopes to just keep... you know, keep the spirit alive in 25 years when we open that up, and, you know, really just to continue this conversation about our history and about our museums and about the celebration of Pensacola, what it was and what it is. So a lot of people participated, and if you were a part of that participation, again, I say thank you, because we could not have done it without the community. So thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. And we're going to keep celebrating by inviting people to be a part of our community.
Yeah.
We were just talking about like the history of Pensacola. And if you don't know all the history of Pensacola, it's something special to be a part of, to go downtown and enjoy the historic village and the museums that are there. And Nicole Stacy is here from Visit Pensacola just to invite you, you know, whether you've been here for a minute or you've been here for your whole life, it's always something fun to go and experience. Plus, if you buy like your ticket, your entry, it's like good for like a week still.
Yes.
That's the best part of it. So let's say you're at the beach too long or you get too hot.
Sure.
And you want to do something indoors. Well, downtown, you can go to the historic village, go to the museums and walk over, you know, go to Carmen's for lunch or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or Bubba's and get some ice cream.
It's one of our favorite things to add to any of our itineraries when people ask us what should they do. You know, we put the beach on there. So we say, you know, spend a day at Pensacola Beach, get your sun, check out the boardwalk, walk down the pier, go to lunch, make sure you get a bushwhacker because you have to get a bushwhacker if you're here.
Yes.
Do some water activities, maybe do a dolphin tour, and check out the Blue Angels practice show because we are blessed in Pensacola to be able to see them twice a week, every week. Then, because, you know, you've gotten a lot of sun, check out downtown Pensacola, do Historic Village, check out a few museums, walk Palafox Street, one of America's greatest streets. Mm-hmm. You can do Palafox Market if you're here over the weekend. You can grab lunch. You can grab dinner. You can go to one of the boutique shops. You can go to one of the bars because there's plenty.
Historic.
Historic.
Yep.
And it's just wonderful in the community, and people are so nice and friendly and welcoming. That's the one thing that we continue to hear from our media that visit, and I promise I don't pay them to say it.
Right.
We always invite them. You can check out a Blue Wahoos game. You can go down to Joe Patty's. Again, there's so much to do. So I'm like, stay for a week.
Also, if you have kids and you go to Joe Patty's real quick, they give you your kids a free little scoop of vanilla or chocolate gelato.
And wonderful. It's so good. And then the following day, you cannot miss Perdido Key. So we've got plenty of beaches. So do one day on Pensacola Beach, do another day on Perdido Key, because you definitely want to get out there and check out Johnson Beach. You want to go check out Big Lagoon. You want to go make sure you check out the Floribama, because if you leave here without going to the Floribama, have you really checked out all of what Pensacola has to offer?
And it's Floribama, and you know, Flora comes first, and so it's technically ours, but
it's in Florida. I have proof.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even
realize
that.
They're in Escambia County.
Oh, so we do own them. Say that with
them. Come at me.
But that's the whole thing, is our entire county has so much to do within it. Plus, we have so many good antique shops all over the place.
There's so much to do.
You know, the one thing that there has been a lot of, like, disagreement on, and I've asked the question before, so I've had listeners weigh in, I've had other people weigh in, is going on base. And so, you know,
yes,
there's still restrictions to that.
Yes.
So although, you know, we miss our beautiful NAS museum and the lighthouse, we're still not able to take advantage of that.
Correct.
Right now.
So there is still the restrictions unless you are the correct card carrying member. And we've got all of that on our website, visitpensacola.com. They've also got all of that information on their websites. However, they are working. We just met with them last week at our hospitality roundtable. They are working on a ticketing system to better serve the community, so that they were able to offer tours to people so they can vet you and get you on so you can get back to enjoying the museum and the lighthouse. That is in the works. It's not available yet. But we do have a partner, Go Retro, and they are offering tours. So you can purchase a ticket with Go Retro to do one of their historic trolley tours, and that does include a tour to the museum. So definitely check out Go Retro. Wesley Odom and his team, they are offering that service. There is a price included, but you definitely want to check that out because they are offering that to our community and to our visitors.
That is too cool. I love trolleys.
Who doesn't?
They're so much
fun.
You don't
have to do anything.
You literally don't.
Sit there.
It's on the beach. It's like a nice break. You just get to zone out and feel the breeze on your face.
And we've got a couple of trolley groups. Beach Rum Trolley does some group trolley tours, so they always help out with our reunions and when we have large groups coming in. Again, we've just got a lot of great community partners here, and so we love working with them, and we thank them for all the help that they do with Visit Pensacola and with, you know, all of our community partners here.
Oh, yes. And good news. Some good news, right? If you go to visitpensacolabeach.com, you can go right to that link, /web-cams. The beach cam is working.
It's working.
I shouldn't look at it because it's making
it's so
me jealous.
Pretty.
Just watching this guy drag his stuff out to the beach. I'm like, I know it's a lot of work, buddy, but I'm so jealous right now. But that's a good thing is too. You can take
right.
a look. You've got three views, right? Three views here, plus a weather update. And you can get this on the Experience Pensacola app, too.
Yes, it's on the app, and it's on our website. So you can check out visitpensacola.com. Everything is there. But then if you're like, I don't want to go to my desktop, and I don't want to use your website on my phone, we have an app. You can download the app, and everything's right at your fingertips. So you can find out events. You can find out happy hours. You can find out trails and tours to do. It's really easy and downloadable. It's free to download, so I encourage you to do so. You can tell your friends if they're on their way, download the app, check it out for iPhone and Android. We cater to all. We want everyone to be able to have the app, so
That's
check
right.
it out.
So here's a question, or well, a comment. We were talking about downtown before, and like the beauty of it and how proud we are. I feel like they're always improving.
Yes.
Like the Downtown Improvement Board does a really good job to keep things, you know, ship shape and looking pretty and pristine.
Absolutely.
Even when it comes to like pruning trees and picking up trash, there's always, you know, you see the guy or the lady on the little golf cart that's like the most adorable
thing. Oh yeah, they're
ambassadors.
They are incredible. And they do this, if you've ever driven down Palafox on a Saturday morning, and I say that because I go to Ride Society on Saturday mornings.
That's right.
So I'm driving down. I mean, they're in their golf carts. They've got their ambassador shirts on and they're cleaning up and they're just like friendly with a smile, just cleaning it up. And I talk to Walker about this all the time. And he's like, these people, they're the nicest people. And they just, this is what they do. And they just have so much pride in downtown Pensacola and they want to keep it clean. And if you've ever read their signs on the trash cans, they're so funny.
No.
They're like, they're jokes on the trash can.
Really?
It's
That's
funny.
Hysterical. Okay,
I wish I could think of one right now to tell you because now they're like, okay, Nicole,
can it?
What's the joke?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of one
off
the top of my head.
Something like that. Okay. Like so quirky and you're like, oh, haha. And then you're like, oh, I got it.
I got you. I love that. And you know, it's like, we just want to keep Pensacola beautiful. And in fact, so Nicole Stacy is here from Visit Pensacola. We want you to invite people to visit Pensacola, experience Pensacola, use the app, experience Pensacola. And also, you know, get out there while you can. Like, go enjoy it because soon school's going to be back in session and you're going to have our amazing universities and colleges back in session and the kids coming back from wherever they've been, moving back into town. I even know, like, Pensacola Christian College has a ton of kids who come from out of state, and they love the beach. You know, I've met a lot of those kids who go to school there, and, you know, people move here because we have excellent resources. We have an excellent clean town, beautiful downtown and the beaches, but we also have an excellent community as well.
Absolutely.
Where we want to see small businesses thrive, and then you have this opportunity too where you go online, you don't know what to do, you literally, okay, here we go, what's happening, click night life what? You got bands on the beach, you got stargazing, oh hello, click on that. Let's go stargazing.
Right.
That's
so romantic.
There's
so many events. This event calendar is top notch. You can find something for everyone to do. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a free event, if you're looking for an event during the week, something on the weekend, something to do with your grandparents, something to do with your little kids, your older kids, your kids that won't look up from their cell phones. There's something for everyone to do, no matter what day of the week it is. And this event calendar is free for you to submit. So let's say you're an event organizer and you're like, well, my event's not on there. Okay, well, you can add it. It's free for you to do. If,
like,
you're
a festival,
yeah,
like a
if you've got
fest
a festival,
something.
If you've got a concert, if you have got, we've got cosmic bowling on here, we've got wine tasting on here, we've got live music on here. So if you've got something going on, utilize this free calendar because it's at your service. We want to promote what you have going on. And this is our free marketing resource back to Escambia County. This is our way of helping the community promote what they've got going on because this is a fantastic community and people are doing so much. We want to help promote that.
Absolutely. Hey, 850-437-1620. That's a good question. Do you have fun and safe things to do when it comes to older people, especially when it comes to the heat?
Absolutely. So there's a ton of indoor activities. And so, one, you can check the calendar of events. And two, we also have a blog. And so on our blog, there is blogs about free things to do. There's also blogs about things to do inside, whether it's because it's for the older community that just doesn't want to be outside in the heat or on a rainy day because, as we just said, it's hot outside and it might rain. So there's plenty of things for people to do on days that they just don't want to go outside.
That's very true. And and if you go literally to the website and you click things to do, there's an absolute 10. And the good thing is to, you know, also gauge the weather, which you have access to as well on the website, because, you know, obviously earlier in the day, which Saturdays, you get up, Palafox Market usually pops open about 8, you can start going through. So it's a little bit earlier in the day, you don't have to like worry about something opening up until later.
Right.
There open early so you can go and get a coffee or a, you know, pastry or flowers or, you know, a new necklace or a beautiful painting. There's so much. Or and then you can walk down and get breakfast. Or you can hop onto Chase and head towards Bayfront and hop on the Pensacola Bay Bridge and go to the beach.
Yep.
It's, there is so much access or there.
Or you can
go.
The Pensacola Bay Cruises.
Oh, that's
hop
true.
Hop on a ferry. That's a nice breezy ride over.
It is. And if I am correct, which I believe I am, and you can correct me, you can take your bike on the ferry.
Mm-hmm. They have room for bikes.
Okay. So that's the other thing. If you're a trooper and you really, you know, packed your water.
Which I think we might have talked about my bike riding experience. And I don't think, when people say it's like riding a bike, no, I think you lose that skill. So we could talk about that offline. But
hilarious. I love riding my bike. I love riding it through my neighborhood and or going downtown. I have a road bike and then I have like a cruiser. The road bike actually scares me more because it can go like so fast. And I'm like, oh, okay, we're doing this thing. Like I am now the motorcycle, but I'm the motor. Like my
well, it's embarrassing to admit. Someone who spins on a stationary bike quite often has lost their skill on a bike that actually moves.
It'll come back, okay? just remember, Phoebe learned how to ride a bike at like 30 years old, so
I used to be a great bike rider.
Maybe it's the whole being on a stationary bike thing.
Maybe that's ruined me. Who knows? But back to the things to do.
Hey, also, that's a good reminder. So you talked about going to Ride Society. When you get involved and you're looking, because there is a health and wellness section as well, you can get plugged into communities.
Yes.
And find, like, maybe you're moving here and you're having trouble finding friends, or, you know, you've been stationed here or whatever it is, or you're a military wife or whatever it is. We see an influx of people moving here. Trust
Absolutely.
Me. I get the notes every day. Can we please sell your house? You can go maybe get a free class, sign up and see what's there, meet some people and build your community that way. This is a tool to not just give you something fun to do, but to help you build the community around you and surround you with support as well.
Oh, the number one thing I tell people when they're moving here is, and they always say, like, how do I get connected? How did you, you know, build such a social group in your 30s? Or how did you, you know, move on from like the college stage to the career stage? And my biggest piece of advice is, get involved. Mm-hmm. So whether it's volunteering at a festival, Fiesta Pensacola is always looking for volunteers. And that is a great way to network and to meet people. Or if you're more of like, I love to work out, find that angle. So what, maybe it's one of the run clubs that you can go to, and they're meeting all days throughout the week. World of Beer has one. I think McGuire's has one. There's so many. I'm not a runner, but I know that they're there. And there's hundreds of people that do them. You can join there. Pensacola Sports is always looking for volunteers for their events. Volunteer there. If you want to get involved, there is opportunities for you to do so. And if you don't see something on our website, reach out. We would love to help you. Anyone on our team at Visit Pensacola would love to be that resource for you. So please feel free to reach out if there's something you're not seeing that we're talking about, if there's a topic that we've missed. I mean, I feel pretty proud to say that we are talking about just about everything we have going on that's appropriate to tourism and to this community and where it applies. But if there's something you think we've missed, please let me know. But if you go to the things to do and you let that menu scroll down, you'll see all of those categories. So if you're like, I don't want to search for it, there's all the categories right there. And, you know, it's arts, it's culture, it's sports, it's shopping, it's indoors, it's outdoors, it's history. So there is something for everyone.
That's right. So what do we got coming up this weekend? This weekend, yeah. It's already Wednesday, so I guess we're looking forward. I see Snow White and the Prince is playing at the Pensacola Little Theater.
Yeah, I love that all so of the showcases are coming back.
That's true.
It just makes me really happy. Like, I know there's a lot going on, but it makes me so happy that the theater, their schedules are coming back. Schedules for baseball, like baseball is in the thick of it. The Ice Flyers, just everything. It's Bands on the Beach. Last night was incredible. I heard it was a beautiful night on the beach. We've got the Bulls on the Beach is coming up on Perdido Key. So we've got big festivals that are coming up in the fall. Seafood Festival is ramping up. That'll be here in a few months before we know it.
That's true.
Fufu Festival, we're ramping up for that. So that'll be here. Gosh, I know it's July, but, you know, fall will be here. before we know it.
Yeah. The kids are going back to school in a little over a week. But there's plenty to do this weekend. You've got Palafox Market on Saturday, then the Pensacola Positivity Palafox Market on Sunday. You've got the Sunset Cruise. You want to go out for a romantic date? There's tons to do. So visit Pensacola.com or the apps, Nichols.
Absolutely. Download the app, experience Pensacola. Check us out on social media. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you. We're here for this community.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great. I'll see you next month.
Absolutely. Again, visit Pensacola.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to hear from Terrence A. Gross coming up next from Gross & Schuster.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Mask mandates for coronavirus protection are back for everyone working at the White House and in the House of Representatives.
Failure to comply could result in fines. The directive comes as the CDC said fully vaccinated Americans should return to face coverings indoors in areas with high transmission of the Delta variant. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy claims the decision on masks was conjured up by liberal government officials who want to continue to live in a perpetual pandemic state.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. After withdrawing from Olympics team competition yesterday, star